Tonight, a special edition of Bango's The Theory to help you improve your brain. 6 months ago, we launched the world's biggest scientific experiment ever to find out if brain training games really can improve your brain. So, can you train your brain?
Bango's The Theory is a science magazine show that goes out on BBC One, and we cover all aspects of science. We basically put science to the test and remind people that if they're in any way curious about the world around them, they are in fact scientists. Well, the BBC has a website called Lab UK, whose remit is to marry scientific data or new scientific ideas for research with scientists and with the general public in order to provide big sample sizes. So they had come up with the idea to test whether brain training games actually work. So along with Bango's The Theory, we approached Adrian Owen and the Alzheimer's Society to see if they would be interested in helping us, you know, set up this mass experiment.
I saw it as a great opportunity because brain training is something that many thousands of people do now, and if you really wanted to test whether it works or not, it seemed as though involving many people was really a very good way to do it. And by collaborating with BBC Lab UK, we were able to involve many thousands of people and get them training in different ways to really try and nail down if brain training works, and if so, how does it work. The sort of holy grail of brain training, really, is that they will transfer to other types of cognitive function. So we all know that if you practice something, you get good at it. So you know, there's no doubt that if you do a brain training game, you'll get better at that brain training game. The question we were really trying to get at is, does it lead to any general benefits in other areas of life, in other aspects of cognitive function?
When you actually look for hard evidence of these claims, by that I mean proper trials published in scientific journals, the evidence for people like you and me is pretty thin. So we decided to take matters into our own hands.
Now, 6 months ago, right here on Bang, we launched an experiment to find out if brain training games really do improve our overall mental abilities. So 11,500 people between the ages of 18 and 60 took part in this mass experiment. We basically separated them out into three groups. We had a control group that took part in just regular internet activities, a group that took part in reasoning exercises, and another group that took part in non-reasoning exercises.
So we could be sure that all three groups were using a computer for about the same amount of time every day, but only two of the groups were doing any sort of formal brain training. One of them was very targeted on aspects of reasoning, and the other was rather more general.
And we benchmark tested them beforehand to see their general brain power abilities. Then they trained, and then we retested them.
These are cognitive tests that we've developed in Cambridge, and we've used in many experiments involving functional imaging and studies of neuropsychological populations. We know that they're very sensitive to cognitive change. And we use these as our real measure of whether the brain training that people subsequently went on to do would have any effect.
Okay, it's time for the moment of truth. Now, we already know brain training games make you better at those games, but do they improve your brain power, like some of the commercial games imply?
Each of the two training groups did, of course, improve on the tests that they were actually training on. This is practice. We've known about this for many years. You get better at what you practice at. The key result was that this didn't transfer.
6 weeks, remember, of brain training, thousands of you across the nation. Did you do any better than our control group? Are you ready to find out? Yeah. Let's find out. Ooh. Where's it gonna stop? Ooh. That's almost the same as our control group. Can you believe it? People were very surprised when they found out. I was actually quite surprised when I found out. And there were a few cynics in the crowd that when we asked them before, you know, do you think this works? They were like, nah, probably not. But I think they were probably just second guessing us. Most people in the studio that day were quite aghast when we told them, actually, there's absolutely no difference in your cognitive skills.
One of the really interesting things about these data is that not only were there negligible transfer effects to other cognitive domains. But also, that was the case when the training tasks and the benchmarking tests were really very closely related to one another. So, you know, one example is we had a memory training task that was rather like the classic parlor game of pairs, where you have to remember where two objects that are similar are placed in a deck of cards. People that trained at that task didn't get any better at a benchmarking test that, in a similar way, required that they remember the locations of objects. You know, it's like learning a musical instrument. If you want to get better at the violin, then, you know, practice the violin, but you're not going to get any better playing the trumpet by practicing the violin.
I think when we set out to do this mass experiment and launch it on Bang, and then, you know, with the view to make this 1 hour special, I don't think we realized how big this was all going to get. And, you know, I learned so much, but I think to be doing it with someone as esteemed as Adrian, to have a paper published in Nature, is a little bit surreal and absolutely fantastic for us.
To run an experiment like this using traditional laboratory methods, where we would bring participants in and sit them down in front of a dedicated computer, it would have taken us years and years and years to do it. By just putting up a website, inviting people to participate via the BBC programme to raise the, you know, the profile, you know, allowed us to do it in 6 weeks. And that's something, you know, I think there are many different applications of that type of approach.